Hello, you guys. Welcome back to the Kingdom Mama Mentor podcast for another episode. So hopefully you are pretty caught up to speed by now. We are talking about biblical submission and what it looks like for the biblical wife. I'm being really raw, transparent. You guys hear no intro music, no outro music, none of that this season. We are just keeping it 100, if you will. And so today's episode comes after I've received a lot of heat on social media. Obviously, we know that not everyone is the believer, right? If you're listening to this podcast, you probably are. You have been called by God into his eternal family, or you probably have no interest in anything that I have to say. But if you are here, I'm so happy, and you probably did not engage in the hate that was happening over, you know, the last couple of days. So basically, I shared about my infidelity on a reel. It wasn't even the focal point of the reel, but that seemed to be the target for so many non-believers. And honestly, some people who self-identified as Christians too. We're not going to get into that on this episode, but that made me really start thinking, like, Lord, it is important for people to understand why I mention my infidelity from 5 years ago when I talk about biblical submission, because the Lord and I know, my husband and I know, but this episode is going to serve as a warning and a caution if you fall into the category of being a proud wife. Not proud in the sense of like, you're proud of your husband, but proud in the sense of, I'm such a good wife. I would never do this. I would never do that. I do this, this, and this, and this. Like, really just having that haughty and arrogant attitude that you can do no wrong as a wife, or at least I don't do this like so and so. You guys get the point. It is a warning against that heart posture, because that was very much me before my infidelity. Okay. Before I get started, I am going to say a word of prayer. Ask Holy Spirit to bless these words, remove anything from my mind that I don't need to say, and let it be glorifying to him. So Father, we come to you today just asking you to soften the hearts of those who will land on this episode. God, I pray that for any wife who finds herself proud and having that arrogant, self-righteous heart posture, Lord, that your word would just cut deep, that you would bring them to a place of humility so that they don't have to see destruction. Lord, use my mess as a word of caution for my sisters in Christ. God, I give you this episode. Please remove anything from my mind that you wish for me not to say. Let every word be glorifying to you and edifying to the listener. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. So like I said, prior to my infidelity, I had been walking with the Lord for about 7 or 8 years. We were attending church faithfully. Like, we were that family that if the church doors were open, we were there. Okay. We were put in positions of leadership with our church plant that we helped plant. We, at the time, were the youngest couple married. And so they put us in charge of like leading college students. Ethan would serve and like lead the college young men, and I would do the same with women. And over the years, I was blinded to it at the time, but looking back, all those positions that were given to me of leadership and, you know, just a pat on the back, if you will, like, oh my gosh, you guys got married young and you're doing this the right way. Like, every single compliment, I put air quotes around that because it was actually destructive to my flesh. Okay. I was so self-righteous that I literally had the thought that when it comes to being a wife, I would never cheat on my husband. I would never go against him and not be submissive. I thought I was a submissive wife, you guys. You might think that because your husband is allowed to make all the decisions and you allow him, y'all, listen, there is one thing that I cannot stand that makes my blood boil when I hear it in today's culture. Is yeah, well, I allow him to do X, Y, and Z. That is the type of woman that I'm talking to today. Okay? That is so backwards. That is not God's design for marriage. We are not the head, ladies. Okay? And I promise you, we're going to get into like the aftermath of what happens when you choose not to submit and how that actually affects you so negatively, not to mention can carry you into destruction. But we're going to get into that on another episode. But right now, I just want you to really look inward and ask yourself, do I have any of these tendencies? Do I have this heart posture where I want to control my husband, where I think I know everything, where I think I should be leading in certain areas, where you feel like he doesn't deserve your respect, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Take an honest look at your heart and ask Holy Spirit to evaluate if there's any of these unrighteous ways within you. Okay? Because that was me. That was me prior to my infidelity. And because of that heart posture, you guys, I was blinded to my own sin. I was blinded to, honestly, I believe that I had the Jezebel spirit attached to me. Another episode for another day. I wanted to overrule my husband, and not in like a mean way. I just genuinely thought I was smarter. I was more wise because I've been walking with the Lord longer. I showed more spiritual maturity when really looking back, it was just pride and legalism. And I thought all those things. And in a moment of weakness, when I felt neglected and unwanted by my husband, I allowed emotions to walk me into infidelity. My emotions, taking full ownership here, okay, because a lot of people on the reel didn't understand that the other day, taking full ownership that these were my emotions that are not truth. Y'all, this is why I'm so big on not making decisions out of your emotions. Your emotions don't always tell you the truth. They are indicators of something going on much deeper, but you don't make decisions off of emotion. You don't make impulsive decisions based off of how you feel. Your feelings just simply are not to be trusted. Jeremiah says the heart is deceitful above all things. Who can understand it? It needs a doctor, right? I found myself letting my emotions lead, which wound up in an infidelity situation, an adulterous situation. And I was so prideful. And we see in Proverbs 16, verses 18 through 20, it talks about pride comes before the fall. If you see anybody's lives tumbling out of control and they, you know, they just can't seem to get a grip with it, I guarantee you, if you look before that fall, there was pride. There was a lack of willingness to submit to the Lord, to surrender to the Lord. Every area, whether it's your emotions, like my emotions were not submitted to the Lord before this, whether it's you're being submitted to your husband, whatever area it may be. Maybe it's a career that you're unwilling to let go of. Whether it's, you know, parenting that you don't want to necessarily surrender that control. Wherever the pride is, I caution you to allow Holy Spirit to search your heart and examine it. Confess and repent, friends. Because pride always comes before destruction. Always. Okay? And another thing that I really want you guys to see from my mess is in Romans chapter 1. This is Paul talking. And he's talking about the Gentiles. And he's talking about their idolatry and how they've made all of these images and idols for themselves, although they had the knowledge of God. And then in verse 26, it talks about how God gave them over to their passions. And I remember that so vividly, that I was gratifying the sinful desires of my flesh. And eventually, God gave me over to them. Now, because he has called me into his eternal family, and if you're listening to this podcast right now, I want to give you hope and that he is not going to allow you to stay there. But if you think that it's something that's good for you and you want to give into that flesh's cravings, like he's not forceful. He's not a dictator. He's going to let you see that that actually is going to keep you in bondage. He's going to let you see that there's no freedom when you gratify your flesh's desires. On previous seasons of this podcast, we've talked about when you make lazy habits, you start being controlled by those lazy habits. How hard is it for you when you have a habit of consistently sitting on the couch day in and day out, coming home from work, grabbing the Snickers bar, scrolling your phone? How hard is it to break those cycles, those habits? That is sloth-like behavior. It goes against God's word. And before you know it, it doesn't offer you freedom. It offers you bondage. And that's what your flesh does. But all throughout Romans, we see that because of Christ, he has come to release you from that bondage. So you're no longer a slave to your flesh, but you're a slave to righteousness. Amen? And so in God's graciousness, he broke me. He allowed that emotional affair to be very short-lived by the grace of God and God alone. And he broke me over my sin. He was near. He comforted me. He did not condemn me. I heard the accuser's voice very loudly during that time. I was full of shame, wanted to take my own life. But God was there. And he was offering me freedom in a way that I'd never experienced before. But it called for a full surrender and an attitude of humility, an attitude that I didn't previously have. And so I just want to caution you guys. If you are not willing to surrender to the Lord and your husband as a wife and a helpmate and his supporter, there will be destruction. And no, I'm not saying that you're going to go have an affair. Lord willing, that does not happen to you. If it has happened to you, whether you were on the engaging side or the receiving side, please reach out to me. And you feel lonely and isolated, please reach out to me. I'm currently walking with another woman after that reel who has felt alone after her infidelity for 7 years. Listen, if you were the one engaging, remember the scripture passage that talks about the adulterous woman and how they brought her from the act in front of Jesus, completely naked and ashamed. And Jesus met her with grace and love, taking the shame and the condemnation off of her and onto himself. There is freedom for you. Please reach out to me if that is you, because you don't need to suffer in silence. Ephesians 5 says, expose all deeds of the darkness, all of them. Remove the power it's having over you, because it is torment. And then if you've been on the receiving end of infidelity, there's healing and forgiveness for you as well. If you release forgiveness to your spouse, you will watch them walk in freedom. But release them to God's forgiveness. Forgive them. And it's not just a one act and done. It's a choice to forgive every single day and submit to the Father. Every single day. Submitting your hurt every single day to the Father. But friends, God's design is best. God's design is best. Like Romans 1:26 says, for this reason, God delivered them over to disgraceful passions. Do not let that be you. Do not let that be you. And sometimes we have blind spots, friends. I have blind spots. So many of them. And so a prayer that I consistently pray today is, Lord, search my heart. This is from Psalm. Search my heart. And if there's any ways within me that I'm not serving you that are unrighteous, show me, reveal them to me, and then lead me into the everlasting way. We have to have our hearts in a humble position, a willing position that says, I don't know it all. I don't know everything. You know what? The older I get, and especially after my infidelity, I realize how little I know. So I encourage you to have that heart posture of humility. Bring it before the Lord and ask Him to search you. Because there will be destruction if you don't submit your pride to Him. I'm looking forward to a release very soon, of a marriage resource. You will see it soon, probably on all of my social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. If there's any way that you can get a hold of me that maybe you don't have those social media platforms, but you can email me, find my email in the show notes, but look out for this marriage resource. I pray that it will bless so many of you women who have that begrudging heart posture, just like I did towards your husband. And I'll be honest, I fight for this still. I fight for unconditional love, God's unconditional love for my husband, for that to be the eyes in which I see him through. This is not a one and done. You have committed lifelong vows to loving your husband sacrificially and selflessly. And that requires a humble heart before the Lord every single day. And so I'm praying that this resource is going to greatly help you guys on just that. Please reach out if you need prayer. Please reach out if you have any questions. And I look forward to being with you guys